The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Some estimates indicate that one-third of Medicaid patients who need the most care comprise more than two-thirds of the cost of the program. Their services are provided with a mixture of Medicaid and Medicare funds. As Karen Kimsey with DMAS explains, Medicare doesn't cover many services, so where it falls short, Medicaid steps in. But it's confusing and redundant for the dual enrollee who must navigate through all of the benefit packages and providers. However, because Virginia is a managed care state, it has an opportunity to create one entity to coordinate all services.
It's a Commonwealth Coordinated Care Program to try and help people understand that this program is designed to help them, for us to work with them to coordinate these two program benefits, not just for our beneficiaries, but also for the providers who support them. It's a 3-year demonstration that begins in January. And although it says it's a 3-year demonstration by CMS standards, it's really a 4-year demonstration.
Virginia is one of 6 states enrolled in the demonstration. It targets specific regions, and as a result, only 78,000 of the 100,000 dual enrollees can benefit from it. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.